Hey, man.
Oh, we started? Hey!
Yeah. slow week.
I don't know
week.
If I should do like anything with my hair or leave my... I don't know.
Going to go with the pretty boy skater look, falling down in front of your face.
Right. If you want to...
which new boy are you?
I feel like the what was it, the boyfriend in Roseanne, where Roseanne just like pushes his hair up. Try to find that picture. Good luck.
Isn't that the dude from Big Bang Theory?
No,
other boyfriend.
The other boyfriend, yeah. Ah. That was Becky's boyfriend that actually in real life died of a heroin overdose.
Anyway,
facts. You come here for random facts. You're in the right place.
Yep. So it's been a slow news week.
Yeah.
Pop culture wise.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot in pop culture. We just didn't.
Well, Eddie Money died.
Yeah.
He got his ticket to paradise too soon.
I don't know anything about that.
Two tickets to that's Eddie Money. Anyway.
Yeah, don't go any further. We're gonna get demonetized and copyright streak.
Oh, you can't sing that. You don't have the license.
Exactly.
Screw you, BMI. Yeah, anyway, I didn't bring my glasses, so I'm going to have to strain.
All right, well, it says Joker, $90 million.
Yes, that is projected. The new Joker movie with Joaquin?
Yep, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Phoenix. It's projected to make $90 million opening weekend.
Well, it did get an 8-minute standing ovation in the Venice film, and then also got the Golden Bear Award at some film festival, which the last two movies that got that Golden, I think it's a Golden Bear Award, was Roma and, oh God, what was the other one? It was the Oscar winners. So that's saying a lot for
a non-canon superhero villain movie.
Yeah, we don't know what he's going to be.
Yeah, it's... When I first saw this advertisement...
This guy didn't say, hey, we're not going to go and watch this movie.
It looked like a big pile of crap when I first saw it. And I was like, what? The Joker without Batman and is no Harley... And Joaquin Phoenix...
Well, technically, Batman is in it.
Anyway, yeah, it's...
But not Robert Pattinson, though.
Shiny Batman. Mm-hmm. No, it originally didn't look... And a lot of people were saying, oh my God, this is going to be horrible. And then some trailers came out, and everybody started changing their minds slowly, and now it's...
Which is funny.
8-minute standing ovations.
Well, the thing is, DC is really known for not giving reviewers enough... preview. This was almost like a month in advance.
Yeah.
From the release. Usually when DC brings out stuff, it's like a day or two. And so you don't have like the bad press or something like that. But this one, they're like, oh yeah, we like this movie so much, we'll let the reviewers see a month in advance. And it is paying off in spades, I'll tell you something.
We might be doing the review on that. I asked if it was too late, and she's going to try to get us in. So we might see us review that.
We'll
just go watch it and talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not like...
You just won't get the audience reactions.
Yeah,
we could do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can still set up. We just have to pay for our own song.
Yeah, it's like... projected to make $90 million. That's better than what Shazam did coming out. That's a pretty good opening weekend.
Mm.
$90 million.
I heard Shazam's going to be in it. I heard. Maybe. Okay, so this is kind of big speculation because nobody really knows what the plot is besides the reviewers, and of course they're not going to spoil it. I think they have a what is it? Like a don't talk about this movie.
A non-disclosure agreement.
NDA.
People in the biz call it NDA.
But I heard it's supposed to be really, like a lot of speculation is actually, it's supposed to be almost like Fight Club, where the audience doesn't know what's going on in his brain, but it's supposed to be really, it's not like a big, I don't know what it is. Nobody really knows. All I know is they said that it's really good. Jacqueline Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Yeah, is excellent in it. And
River Phoenix's brother.
And yeah, that's how people know him.
That's the easiest way to say it.
I think didn't what's his face, the guy who passed away, the last Joker, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
He won an Oscar, right?
Yeah, and people were questioning him being cast as Joker also.
And everybody questioned Jacqueline Phoenix.
Yeah. They have a habit. They question Michael Keaton when he got cast as Batman.
Best Batman ever.
He's in my top two, yeah.
Who's your top one, though?
It kind of bounces around.
Adam West?
No, I have a personal dislike for him.
Yeah, but just because you met him personally and you had to deal with him on a weekend.
Yeah, and not a nice guy. Anyway, I mean, they questioned him.
Val Kilmer. That's his favorite.
It's George Clooney. Oh, I like God. Nipple Batman.
You like bat nipples.
They question a lot of those guys when they get cast, and then they turn out to be probably some of the – Heath Ledger kind of redefined the Joker for movies.
And I think – and Heath Ledger did it well because this is with the Dark Knight storytelling of it. It's real. It's reality. There's no crazy, extraterrestrial stuff going on. And he played it so well, and I think that's what everybody's hoping for, because when Heath Ledger died, he was supposed to be, because remember at the end of the movie Dark Knight Rises, he still survived. So because I mean of course it's Batman's yang to his yang, it's the constant battle that he has with the Joker, and I thought that it was one of those things where he was supposed to reprise his role. In, I think it's, what was it? The Dark Knight Rises was the one with Bane in it?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, The Dark Knight was one with Joker. Dark Knight Rises with Bane, and actually, he was supposed to reprise his role in that movie. But I liked how Dark Knight Rises played off, but it's still, and this has been 11 years already since the last movie came out.
Yeah, so. It's been a while.
But then again, the Batman movies that we've had so far... after The Dark Knight,
hit or miss.
Hit or miss. I don't mind him.
I don't mind Affleck as Batman.
No, I like him as an older Batman, stuff like that. And I think that's what the problem was, is that Warner Brothers or DC is trying to get to something a little younger, because Robert Pattinson is only like 30 years old. So they're trying to get to a younger one, like almost like Christian Bale when they did the first reiteration of Batman Returns, or you're Batman, right. Yeah, and a little bit younger, a little bit more inexperienced. But I like the Ben Affleck one, where it was
more grizzled and mature.
Yeah, more grizzled, mature, more real. Because I mean, and then but the Ben Affleck one is it get more like the Justice League one. It was more cartoony, It was almost like
it became a parody.
Almost became a parody of itself, which wasn't really my cup of tea. The Justice League one. I know it was still set in modern day times, but like that rooftop when Batman was in the rooftop of the new movie, it looked like a stage. It looked I didn't think it looked good. But anyway, yeah, other way.
I hope Joker,
and which will be cool, because they also said that all depends on how well he does in this one. He might reprise his role as a lot later in life.
Actually get Batman in the movie with Pattinson.
Joker with Pattinson.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. All right, let's move on. Battle at Big Rock, 1 year after Fallen Kingdom.
The new Jurassic Park. You haven't seen the trailer? Well, nobody's seen it yet. What am I asking for? It comes out September 15th on FX. It's a little short movie. They call it an interstitial. People in the biz call it interstitial.
Are you in the biz now?
No, but I read business magazines. It's a little short. It takes place a year after Fallen Kingdom on an island close to Isla Nublar. Mm-hmm. Is it Nublar or Nublar? Nublar, right?
Nublar.
Yeah. Some of the dinosaurs escaped the island, I guess, and got over to this other island.
I mean, you still had flying dinosaurs, so...
Yeah, and these guys are taking a vacation on that. It's a resort island. Mm-hmm. And
Like where all the billionaires go. They don't have to be with the crowds.
So, yeah, all the a couple of the dinosaurs made it across. You get to see a grown-up Allosaurus.
Well, wasn't the at the Fallen Kingdom where that gigantic water dinosaur got out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're out there now. So.
And as Jeff Goldblum says, nature finds a way.
It's that great Jeff Goldblum
person. So, yeah, it's September 15th on FX. Watch it. It's supposedly going to be
so on Sunday.
The same director who's going to be directing the new.
So, if this comes Jurassic out on the 16th, Park. Tell us what you think down below. Because it takes them a little while.
Yeah, I'm a big Jurassic Park fan, so can't wait.
I used to be, but
like the newer stuff?
I like the first one. The second one, I could have done without.
Didn't like Star-Lord going back to the island and saving.
No, it wasn't the island. It was them coming to a house with all these dinosaurs and auctioning it off. And I was like, okay, really?
If I was rich, I'd buy a pet dinosaur.
But the thing is, like, yeah, it's fine. But I mean,
my enemies to it.
It was just, I didn't like it as much as I did with the first one.
Too
just
much
like,
over the top.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Hell Arisen.
Yeah, the Batman Who Laughs. This is a comic book.
What is that? BWL versus
Batman
Ape?
Who Laughs.
Batman Who. Oh, okay.
Versus Apex Luthor. Apex Lex.
Mm-hmm.
He figured out that Martians and humans were two halves of an omnipotent being, and that they were separated long ago by the gods so that we didn't become too powerful. Mm. So he finds Martian Manhunter and kind of like jacks him, takes his power. So he's the highest evolved form of human now. He's fighting Batman Who Laughs, who is Batman.
Maybe he can figure out how to grow some hair.
If he knows, he can tell me or transplant it from my back. Batman Who Laughs is from a different dimension. It's Batman if he had become Joker instead of Batman.
Oh, is that the one with the spikes on his face?
Yeah, the really gnarly looking dude.
Yeah.
He's infecting a lot of people with his.
So Lex Luthor is the good one then?
They're both kind of not.
Not bad, not good.
They're both anti.
They're like me. They're just indifferent. Like, I don't care.
They both have their own agenda, good or bad. They have what they want to get done. And they're coming to a head in Hell Arisen with supposedly going to be the last chapter in the Batman Who Laughs series.
Well, I heard a lot of good things about I wonder if they're ever, like, as you can see with the Disney streaming, they're doing What Ifs. I wonder if they'll do anything with, like, the Warner Brothers or the DC stuff like that universe, like the What Ifs, and they do, like, a short run, like a miniseries.
That would be kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
Like alternate universe type stuff.
Yeah.
Because the Marvel What Ifs, some of those stories are way cooler than the originals.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll see. DC needs to get their stuff together anyway, because Disney's going to blow them and Marvel completely out of the water.
I think what's going to happen is, what, like 30 years ago, cable came into it, and they got all these different channels and stuff like that onto one platform.
Into a package.
I think give it 5 years, maybe 5 or 10 years, they're going to have all these streaming services in one package.
Well, because Disney Plus already pulled in, they just announced Hulu. They pulled in Hulu, not only Hulu, but all the old Plus. X-Men animated stuff.
Oh, yeah,
old
yeah.
Spider-Man animated stuff.
Yeah.
Disney Plus is going to be a behemoth.
Are you sure
service.
You're not going to get the 3 years in advance?
I keep, every time I think about it, I'm not near my credit card. It's usually when I'm sitting on the couch at night. And,
mom's got a pretty good
I don't
death
get
grip on that credit card.
Yeah. But still, it's going to be a lot of crap she's going to want to see on there, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we grew up on the big plastic shells with the VHS, so I would imagine.
So if DC and HBO and Warner can get together and make one big streaming service,
oh my God.
They might rival.
I already have HBO now. I just, every time it renews, I just completely forget to just unrenew it.
If it wasn't for John Oliver, I would have canceled HBO.
But the thing is with John Oliver, literally that night or the next day, it goes
it
right
later.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
You just don't watch the first, like, 7-minute editorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one you might be interested in because he's tied into the Star Wars world.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams and...
He just struck an exclusive deal with Warner Media.
Wow.
To do all of his, because he's doing comic books now too.
Okay.
So all of his games, everything is going to be under Warner.
Well, J.J. Abrams owns Bad Robot Productions, right? So,
and that's who they struck the deal with.
And that's who they struck the deal with. Yeah. I better say, yeah, because J.J. Abrams can still direct different things besides – he doesn't have
any – because I think he's writing the Spider-Man comic book, so that's under Marvel.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams really redefined how directors direct, and I like his – I mean, since Lost, he's a really good director, and he knows what – in his production companies.
Lens flare. That's his trademark.
Yeah, Lens flare. Which is funny because
he redefined Star Trek, Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, remember when the Star Trek, when they redid Star Trek? It was so good. It was so well done.
The first couple,
with Chris Pine and everything.
He put new life in that franchise.
Yeah.
But if he's going over to Warner Media, I wonder if they're going to start putting him on the DC movies.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. I wonder if he'll start doing the new Batman stuff.
If
Bad Robot starts doing Batman stuff, that'll be an interesting...
More of a mystery, like Lost type thing with Batman.
Oh, that'd being be awesome.
Actually being a detective instead of just fighting.
Yeah, because I mean, it's Detective Comics. He's the world's greatest detective. He's like Sherlock Holmes in a bat suit.
With a cape,
yeah.
So yeah, I'm hoping they give him free reign on some of those movies and... Well, the Wonder Woman. He also
wrote a lot of the movies too. So not just him, but his production company
screenplayed it. Yeah,
yeah.
So here's thumbs up to Warner Media. Use him well. He's a great asset.
And I guarantee you, the $250 is probably just to have his production company.
Million.
Oh yeah, 200. Yeah.
His estimated value.
But like, I would imagine that he's also going to get tons of residuals.
There's a back end
contract on that, and he is.
Yeah, plus, I get a percentage of box.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, that's well worth it.
And J.J. Abrams, that's gonna be good. Let's move on. Margot Robbie, Lucky Chap, Tank Girl. Yeah. I've heard about this, and I am not happy.
Yeah, I know you love the original Tank Girl.
Lori Petty was my Tank Girl growing up. And look, Lori Petty in Orange is the New Black, not the greatest ever. But
I heard in real life she's a little
touched. Yeah, she's a little wacko. But, I mean, leave their own.
But she was a great Tank Girl.
She was a great Tank Girl.
And I loved her in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
She's a good actress.
She's a good actress, but Margot Robbie...
I think there's too much Margot Robbie.
I think there is, too.
Out there right now.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Margot Robbie. She's a great actress. She's
great in Wolf of Wall Street.
There's a new movie that just came out. It's about the Queen of Scotland or something like that.
Yeah.
It's on HBO. They just released it on Saturday. I was going to watch it, and I didn't even realize it was Margot Robbie because she just looks crazy. But
it's her production company, and she's probably Lucky Chap is her production company.
Yeah.
She's probably going to end up starring in it as well.
I would imagine.
I mean, she has the look. She could pull the look off as Tank Girl.
But could you imagine her shaving half of her head off?
Yeah. If she would do it, I can imagine it. She might do it for the part. Tank Girl is, we haven't had, when was the last time, when was that movie
96,
come out?
95.
Was it that recently? Mm-hmm. I thought it was older than that.
Mm-mm. Because I was a pubescent boy seeing Tank Girl.
So, ooh, look at that. Yeah.
Oh, that's Tank Girl, right? Yeah, that was roughly around the same time as like, you know what that reminded me of? It was right around the time Pauly Shore was really big. Because he did a movie with her in The Army Now, Lori Petty.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
right.
At roughly the same time.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, so the 90s were very...
That's right, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was roughly around that time. So,
the weasel.
But it's still a good movie. But I still have my Tank Girl hat. But
it's
It is a good story. Yeah.
If they don't blow the story, it might actually be good.
I mean, I would.
She's
I wouldn't,
a good actress.
I wouldn't mind an update on it. But the thing is, like, you know,
you're apprehensive.
I'm apprehensive because remakes are.
They can go.
They are making, remaking everything, and it's like that whole joke. Hollywood has ran out of ideas.
No, they really have. Yeah,
because literally, what the top 10 grossing movies were, what in the last year were all sequels?
Sequels or remakes? Yeah.
Or remakes. So it's I mean, look, if you're a company that needs to make money, and that's almost a sure thing. might as well do it. But that's when you need to start figuring out like art house movies and like the Koreans right now and the Chinese and the Japanese, they're making some incredible movies. I'm kind of a movie buff, but they're making some incredible movies, and it's new ideas. You have to read a lot of subtitles unless you want to learn three different Asian.
I want to learn Korean just so I can enjoy this.
Exactly.
Movie.
So, I mean, they're even remaking Korean movies like Old Boy.
Yeah,
the original one was amazing, and then they remade it with oh god, what's his face from the Goonies and Endgame and all that.
Oh, the guy who plays Benedict Wong.
No. He played Thanos. What's his name?
Oh, Brolin.
Yeah, Josh and Brolin. He did Old Boy with Josh and Brolin, and the director was trying to stay true to the original, but I remakes are. Exactly. I mean, it's just like when we keep on saying they're remaking cartoons into real life or.
Or the it's gonna be live action.
Live action, no, it's all really really good cartoons. So, but that's just my opinion. But let's move on.
And another, not really a remake, but
Spider-Ham.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Spider-Verse.
Uh-huh.
Peter Porker.
Yep.
Spider-Ham. He actually had comics in the day, and he's riding that wave of popularity coming out of Spider-Verse. He's getting his own little 5-issue miniseries. He's back.
Well, I think the resurgence should have been right after when Homer Simpson, when the Simpsons movie came out.
That would have been good timing.
Yeah. Spider-Pig.
Marvel's not known for timing.
Yeah. They sure aren't. I mean, like, we were
action figures.
Yeah,
out.
We were just talking about that last week. Come I was on, like, man. Oh, that action figure coming out for which one? The Spider-Man one. Oh.
Peter like, B. Parker. Yeah.
It's like, didn't that wouldn't come out like last year?
Wouldn't that have made sense to have it out with the movie? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My hat's killing.
Good.
Okay.
Good job, Marvel.
But, you know, you got to kind of strike when the iron's hot. But then again, you if the movie sucks, you're going to have a lot of...
A warehouse
for Peter Porkers laying around.
What are we going to do with all these?
Yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is.
You can bury him in the Atari graveyard in Alamogordo.
Might be interesting. He was pretty funny in that movie, so...
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Yes. Ghost Rider is getting a new, not only comic book in October, I think starting sometime next year is going to be a Hulu series.
Okay, well, I mean, that makes sense because, which Ghost Rider?
Unfortunately, the one from Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the new one, Robbie Reyes, with his car.
Yeah.
The Hell Charger.
Yeah.
Who is...
I mean, it's not bad, but it's just like...
He does not have a spirit of vengeance in him. It's the demon possess. It's the...
Yeah. Watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A satanic serial killer possesses him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, watch it. I mean, it's okay. It's not the...
They try to modernize him. He didn't need to be modernized.
No. Get him on... You could make him like a millennial and have him on an electric scooter that's just on fire.
Maybe Marvel can do like Doom... Maybe they can borrow Cyborg from DC.
Or just have him on a one wheel that's on fire.
He's a unicycle rider.
With a man bun.
And when juggles, he throws little juggling pins at you.
Exactly.
Flaming.
I would watch the hell out of that.
The ghost juggler.
Did you hear this isn't in here, but did you hear that Disney Plus was trying to make a new series on the Muppets?
I love the Muppets.
Me too. And they already canceled it.
What?
Yeah, before they even... 7 months of production, they canceled it. They didn't. They said, nope, this isn't working. I guess, you know, it's more in the lines of people nostalgic for Muppets, but yeah, they pulled it already before they even put it out.
I think it would. Well, look at how well the new Dark Crystal series is doing.
I still need to watch that.
Oh my god! If you liked the original Dark Crystal,
it's been so young.
This one follows wrong, and they're basically Muppets. It's Jim Henson. They're Muppets too. So
it's Jim Henson Studios. So, right?
He's dead. But yeah. Is his son named Jim?
Yep,
Jim Jr.
I think he actually directed Muppets Take Muppets Take Manhattan.
The movies, I loved the movies too, up to a certain point.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think we're up to that age where when we were kids, or at least when you were a kid, a little older than I am, you know, that's kind of, Muppets were, they were the kids' choice because, you know, they were Muppets because you don't have the greatest animation. And now it's all crazy CGI and the, I think it's just a generational thing, I think.
Well, the Dark Crystal used 99% practical effects. Yep.
I think that's also nostalgic for everybody who wanted to see the prequel for the Dark Crystal. Because it's like Labyrinth sequel. It's like,
I think,
oh my
they
God.
Had iconic characters, and I think that is what would carry them through. The Muppets have those characters too, but they're just kind of not putting them in interesting.
Yeah, and interesting things.
Predicaments. Yeah, you need to make me want to care about them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah. Other than that, So I think the last thing on the list is The Walking Dead. What's going on with The Walking Dead? I haven't seen it since like season 8.
The new season.
There's a new season.
Coming, yeah, the comic book stopped, of course. TV show's going. In fact, they're talking about doing another offspring from that. But they're working at writing Michonne's character out because she's doing a ton of movies lately.
Well, she was just in Black Panther and all that, and Endgame and all the other Marvel stuff. So she's kind of getting red hot really quick on people that
write her out. Negan is. I think they're going to kind of let him out of his cage. This whole past season, after Rick whooped him, he's been in a jail cell. I think they're going to let him out to help fight the Whispers, which in the comic books is that's how they beat him. Let Negan go and do it. The Whispers are, dude, they're scary. And you got Ryan Hurst as Beta, and I can't remember the girl's name who does Alpha, but she's freaky scary too. I mean, anybody who wears dead people masks and walks in the middle of the zombies and kind of... They use the zombies as a weapon.
To transport?
They use them basically as a weapon. They'll get in the middle and they act like... And they kind of lead them, the hordes, to where they want to go. So they have a horde attack you if they want.
Well, that's kind of what they've been doing like last couple seasons is using the hordes as attack method. So
yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's hard to... take over a whole prison, but if you have 5,000 more just trying to get you, it'll go.
So yeah, it looks like it's going to get good, you know, because Andrew Lincoln's gone. His character
been
written
that
off.
That was what, end of season 8?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're getting ready to get rid of Michonne. I think Daryl's the only one left then from the first season. Was he first? Yeah, he was in first season.
Yep.
So he'd be like...
Well, him and his brother.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker. Michael Rooker.
Yeah, we might be seeing more of him, hopefully. Locally.
Wait, I was about to say, it's like, wait a minute.
Locally, not
he's been dead for a while.
Yeah, and they even killed his zombie. So, Daryl Dixon will be the last from the first season.
From the first season, yeah.
And he's getting back with Carol again.
Yeah.
Carol Daryl.
That's like a on-again, off-again kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's his booty call.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he wants her Carol cookies. Yeah. But we're going to leave that off a good note.
Woo!
And I think that's it from us this week. Well, what do you guys think? Comment down below. And while you're down there, give us a like. Like that video. It does help out. Share, subscribe, and while you're hitting that subscribe button, hit that bell icon. And so you can hear any new videos that we post on our channel. And I think that's it from us this week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Troy also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.